Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The University of Louisiana Monroe Art Faculty alumni and students gather for the annual art sale beginning on December 2nd. Every gallery is filled with art, jewelry, home decor, sculptures, and much more. Sheila Floyd is with the program, and she is also participating in the event, joins me in studio to share about the upcoming art sale. Sheila, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Well, give us a virtual audio tour of the gallery. What's going to be taking place, Sheila? What are some of the visitors going to see this year?
Well, we kind of don't really know until the students start bringing their things, so it's always a surprise to us, too. But we always have, a good variety. We have photographs, prints, jewelry, lots of pottery, in every price range. You can come and get a really nice gift and, shop, do your Christmas shopping because you can get some really nice gifts at good prices.
Some of those things, I guess, for those that may be a little bit far removed from the family that you feel you have to give a gift for, you can find something on the small side, but then something for a family member, immediate family, there's also some of the nicer gifts that you can certainly come by.
Right, and unique, one of a kind. Mm-hmm. It's artwork done by the students and alumni and faculty.
What will you be having on sale this year?
I do pottery. That's my specialty, and I always have my crosses. People come and look for my crosses. I have a lot of some different planters this year and some big platters, so it's a little bit different.
Generally, how many artists participate, and are most still in the immediate area here in the Twin Cities?
Mostly, yes. We have a lot of faculty and a few alumni, mostly students, though. And I'd say there's usually anywhere from 20 to about 20, 25 people or artists that bring their work.
Any you can think of the top of your head that travel from far away or out of state to be a part of the show?
Not right off the top of my head, but they may show up. You never know.
Well, you mentioned current students also participate. Their involvement and their participation in the program, what do they look forward to?
I think they actually look forward to the little extra Christmas money, mostly. Yeah. But also, too, it's really nice to come in and as an alumni and see what the students are doing, and the students also see what alumni are doing. And you just kind of feed off each other, if you will, as artistically. You see what someone else is doing, and that might, jog a little memory or something. I could take this a little bit further, and it's really nice to see the artwork and where it goes and what you can do with it.
Your involvement with the art sale being at least some 14 years, and it's been going on for a few years past that. Tell us about the idea, the concept behind having this art sale and getting together with alumni and faculty to bring this event.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted a way for students to make some extra Christmas money, and also part of the sales goes to fund the student of the Ceramic Art Fund, which helps the pottery department.
Oh, okay.
20 to 25% of the sales of the students, or everything that's sold, goes to the Ceramic Art Fund, and they in turn buy equipment and clay material and things like that for the pottery department.
Share with us about Gary Ratcliffe. He heads the department and his work in helping to present the event.
He has been in this as long as I have, which is probably from the very beginning. And he basically, gets the word out, and we advertise and put signs out, and he actually opens the gallery and lets everybody know when they can come bring their things in. But and he also has his pottery there and some very nice pieces. He does a lot of bigger bowls and big pieces that are really nice.
Yeah. Why are these connections that we've talked about with alumni and faculty and some of those that are current students, why are those connections important to you?
They're important to me, I think, because art is important, and society as a whole kind of doesn't really think art is important sometimes. But I think things like this, and especially the downtown arts community that's growing, mm-hmm. it actually lets people know that art is important, and it gets ideas across, and it actually brings beauty in the world, too. We sure need a lot of that lately, or some of that.
When did you first take an interest in art?
I have known knew since a little girl, I say probably about the sixth grade, I knew that I wanted to get an art degree and major in art. And so it's something that was given to me. I mean, it's tell me all the time, how did you learn to draw? And I said, well, it's a God-given talent. It's there. You can learn to draw, but that seed was put in me that I don't even really, you know, remember. It's always been there. And I've always drawn and actually learned in high school, Bastrop High School, how to throw in pottery, you know, learn pottery there. And it just kind of grew from there.
And the decision to attend ULM?
I lived in Bastrop, and that was the closest college. My parents said, you want to go to college? You go to, well, NOU at the time.
Yeah. But the opportunity to hone your craft and to learn more, and now it's, you know, kind of blossomed into something, as we mentioned, kind of a reunion, I guess. With
Yes, very much so. Very, I see people that I haven't seen in a while and get to see their art and how it's grown and progressed. And it people can surprise you, the things that they do and the beauty that they create.
The art sale gets underway on December 2nd. Sheila, the dates and the times of the sale this year.
It is December 2nd through the 6th, and it's always the first full week after Thanksgiving. It's the easy way to remember it, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. You can contact the ULM Art Department, or you can even call me, and at my number, it's 345-3405, and ask me any question. I'll do my best to answer it.
The ULM Art Sale that begins on December 2nd. Sheila Floyd is an alumni with the program. Sheila, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.